Darren Frehels here with the sports.
A very good morning to you, Chris. You will start with Gaelic games and an interesting development down in the west, in Clare in particular. It's been reported this morning that Davy Fitzgerald has agreed to remain as the Clare hurling manager until 2017. Now, he agreed a three-year extension after winning the All-Ireland last season, but the Star newspaper reporting this morning that he's committed to staying an extra year. He's held the position since 2011, so he's in no rush to get away, but he's got a lot of talent there, Rachel.
A signal to stay away, Anthony Daly. There's no need for you to be coming back to management in Clare.
I couldn't possibly comment.
But lots of people will, we know that.
So, look at it. Great news for Clare, if this is true, and in under 21 action as well tomorrow evening, I think, as well. So
at least the under 21s are still flying, fingers crossed.
They are. In football news, Kevin Riley has defended Meath's decision to bring allegations of biting against a Dublin player into the public domain. The Meath camp alleged that Mickey Burke had his finger bitten during the Leinster final defeat to Dublin. The GAA Central Competitions Control Committee decided not to take any action at the time due to insufficient evidence. The Meath captain remains that his teammate suffered a nasty injury. Riley says his county are putting the matter behind them but feels it's important the issue was highlighted.
You know, it's a very unfortunate situation to be involved in. And, you know, you can never condone a biting incident at any level. You know, it really just shouldn't happen. Unfortunately, you know, there was a bit of a scuffle and these things happen, but I think it's important, you know, that we move on and, you know, we just, it's behind us now and we're firmly focusing on the next day.
The case has been made for Ona Garra that he was on the ground where a lot of players' fists were flying.
He bit Mickey. You know, there's no denying that. Poor, you know, Mick had to spend a night in hospital getting it seen to. It was a fairly nasty injury. But again, we're not going to dwell on it. As I said, that's behind us.
That's the Meath captain, Kevin Riley, speaking to our Gaelic Games correspondent, Brian Carty, ahead of their big game against Armagh, the football qualifiers on Saturday. Now, Quick Jack took the honours in the Connacht Hotel Handicap, the big race on the opening day of the Galway Racing Festival. He was a 4-1 winner for trainer Tony Martin.
After Punchestown, we said we'd put him by and have him from Galway. Or not Punchestown, Leopardstown in Pierce Hurdle, so fortunately enough, worked out. Did nice weight after being second in the Leopardstown November last year, so look, can't do them all, so there'll be plenty of hurdle races down the road down in the autumn. And this time last year he's just improved all the time, you know.
And today's action gets underway at 5:05. The feature at Ballybrith, the Topaz Mile at 20-7. Across the Irish Sea, it's day one of Glorious Goodwood. It looks like Manchester United are ready to sell Marouan Fellaini. Napoli would like to sign the midfielder on a 12-month loan deal and then maybe sign him for €20 million next summer. Javier Hernandez, Shinji Kagawa, Nani and Anderson are also being linked with moves away from Old Trafford. The big clear out at Southampton could continue later today. Day, Morgan Schneiderling and Jay Rodriguez being linked very closely with a move to Tottenham. And finally now, some good news for Northern Ireland's Irish boxers at the Commonwealth Games. Paddy Barnes, Michael Conlon, Stephen Donnelly, Conor Coyle and Michaela Walsh all through to the quarterfinals of their respective divisions. 20-year-old Walsh won her flyweight contest, the first ever Commonwealth women's bout.
Thank you very much for that, Darren.